Today, controversy brewing over local content in Guyana's oil and gas sector. We hear a lot these days about Guyana's oil and gas successes.
The discovery of oil reserves at the Jethro 1 well is the fourth for 2019 and brings the total number of offshore wells to 14.
But with that success comes the challenge of how to grapple with the concept of ensuring that Guyanese get maximum benefit from the oil and gas sector. The government has been working on a draft plan for what it is calling local content. Head of the Department of Energy there, Dr. Mark Bino, explains it.
What we are seeking to do here is not about the department, it's not about the government, it's not about one or two individuals. These resources belong to all Guyanese. And I want to reinforce that. And whatever we as a department do, we are seeking to ensure that we involve, we encourage, and we inculcate an attitude whereby you can feel comfortable and confident that your resources are being looked after for your present and your future. We are keen to ensure that Guyanese are invested in the sector and feel like the resources belong to them.
But even before the idea gets off the ground, it is coming in for some early criticism. U.S. Ambassador to Guyana, Sarah Ann Lynch, has warned that concerns about local content could erode Guyana's attractiveness as a place for investment. According to her, it may send a signal that some investors, as well as the employment and know-how benefits they bring, may not be welcome. Prior to the comments by the U.S. envoy, a forum on local content organized by the Georgetown Chamber of Commerce and Industry flagged concerns about the sidelining of local companies in favor of several counterparts from neighboring Trinidad and Tobago, so it is clear that even CARICOM companies and workers are likely to be affected by the new policy. Georgetown Chamber of Commerce and Industry President Deodat Indar.
Such a large resource must have the broadest oversight possible to make sure that we get the best value from that resource that we're pumping out at the ground. And I think we understand on a macro level where this policy should be. It's just working. I think we're in agreement on most of it, but it's working out the details to make sure that our people do not get, you know, a disadvantage nowhere once we implement.
One expert, Professor Leland Lucas, is urging Guyana to consider the role of Guyanese at home and abroad.
More important, as we think about this concept of local content, we've also got to bear in mind that over the past 30 plus years, we've been exporting our most important resource, human capital. Because we've been exporting human capital, now to take advantage of local content, the definition of local content cannot ignore the diaspora.
An oil and gas advisor to the Georgetown Chamber of Commerce, Attorney Charles Ransom Jr., explained to a recent forum why local content is so important.
If you really want to develop Guyana, local content is a really important element in as a part of the entire process to develop Guyanese, and which is about Guyanese skills, Guyanese training, capital acquisition as well. So we're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. It is in our interest to be able to support our national leaders to support the implementation of a local content policy and legislation.
In the meantime, the U.S. ambassador has told Guyana that at a time of increasing integration, especially in a globalized energy sector, focusing on who owns a firm could be counterproductive. Rather, the emphasis should be on whether the firms, be they local or international, are following international best practices on critical matters such as financial transparency, environmental protection, and otherwise acting in a manner that contributes directly to Guyana's overall sustainable prosperity. She's appealed to Guyana to look at all local and international investors as partners in growing the economy and not as adversaries. Did you know that you can get the contents of your household insured under your motor policy? Items such as laptops, mobile or other electronic devices could be covered up to a sum insured of $10,000. To find out more, contact your Sagicor financial advisor or click on sagicorgeneral.com. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.